Okay, Mark McHugh, what a performance by Kilcare today. It was brilliant football, and I suppose that's what Kilcare are best at, and fully deserving of your emphatic one.
I think we definitely were deserving the day off. We played some very, very good football there. It took us a while to settle in. You know, it was a new ground, new competition, new surroundings for a lot of the players. And it took us maybe that 5-10 minutes. I think they went 1-2 to a point up, and we probably looked a wee bit nervous, and I know Park said we slept for the goal, and they probably, but I think we showed afterwards what we can do. Like Patrick Brady, that first half, I'd say the best, and I've been playing with him since he was about 13 years of age, it was the best football I've ever seen him play. Ryan was exquisite going through the middle. Owen finished the goal, unbelievable. And we tied them down. You know, bar that wee stint at the start, they scored what, 4 points altogether throughout the game, and one of them was a free from Murray Began. So I think we can be happy with our results, you know, and the way we played, and that's the main thing.
And in that second quarter, was that probably the best quarter that Kilcare have played all year?
Definitely all year, yeah. Probably the closest that we came to that maybe in the last 2 years, probably last year in the semi-final against Niamh Connell, where we opened up as well. But I just think Scotstown had no answer to us. Like, they were looking around, and they were every time somebody got the ball, we were all running. It wasn't just you know, ourselves around the middle. You had Andrew McLean flying up the wing, you had Barry Shovin flying up, Parry Carr, Conor Doherty. These boys, you know, that nobody nobody hears of, but they put on a serious shift out the other day. And it's funny how you think about it, we had about 5 or 6 men cramping at the end of that game compared to Donegal, which just shows you know, the effort every man put in the day. And we wanted to put something right, you know, after the county final, that we want to play football. And you know, look, you know, you've watched the game, looking, and I think you'll agree.
Yeah. You'll be savouring this one because it was such an epic one, but you just have to refocus again come tomorrow, Mark, because Slochnaill, the defending champions, are next in line, and if you're going to take on them, you're going to have to go up another gear or two again.
Yeah, definitely. They're formidable outfit, hey, and you know, we have nothing but respect for them. I think every club in Ireland, nothing but respect for them, what they can do up there. Keep coming with one-man teams and camogie teams and men's team. They're you know, a full credit to them, and it's a great challenge for us, and something we're looking for. You know, the monkey's off our back from the county final, I think. And the nerves are off, the shackles are off. We go out and we can play our football. Obviously, I think the next game will be a bit different. It'll be probably a more cagey affair. They'll probably people there today watching the game after their victory last night. And we're going to really enjoy it. That's where we want to be. We want to be competing against the best in Ulster, and Slochnaill got to a final in a few years, the best in Ireland. And we can see from ourselves then exactly where we're at, and we can judge ourselves in that ocean.
And this is a good footing to go into the next game.
That's it. You know, well, that was a serious challenge today. You know, even though we probably pulled away a wee bit at the end, but for that was an intense game. Like I said, there's a lot of men cramping at the end of the game because of the work we put in. But listen, we'll enjoy tonight again, and tomorrow morning, the management team will sit down and see, you know, what's the video back from the Slochnaill Omagh game last night, and see what kind of game plan we need to come up to beat them, because it's going to take a massive effort again, because as I said, it's going to be a totally different match to what we played today. But something we're looking forward to, and we know we can't wait. We said coming up here today that we're not only representing our clubs and ourselves today, we're representing the county. So we hope to, you know, do our best for Donegal, and hopefully move on for another step.